Hollywood is indelibly printed in our minds as the go-to place for entertainment, and has been for decades. When there really did seem to be more stars in Hollywood than in heaven, Hollywood stage had them performing films as radio plays, on the sponsor's dime, of course. The Hollywood ringmaster himself, Cecil B. DeMille, unveils the treasures and the stars for you, right here.
From Hollywood, California, the Lux Radio Theater presents Claudette Colbert and Fred McMurray in Alice Adams with Walter Connolly. Lux presents Hollywood. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the first of the 1938 programs in your Lux Radio Theater. I say your Lux Radio Theater because it is your loyalty to our products, to Lux Toilet Soap and Lux Flakes, that makes these productions possible. We want you to know that we sincerely appreciate your enthusiastic support. Tonight, we bring you Claudette Colbert, Fred McMurray, Walter Connolly, Ann Shoemaker, and Benny Baker in Alice Adams. We also bring you, as special guest, George Harrell, most famous photographer of Hollywood stars. Our music is directed by Louis Silvers. And now, here's our producer, Hollywood's internationally known director. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Cecil B. DeMille.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. The praises of Claudette Colbert have been sung in many ways and by many tongues. But for sheer enthusiasm, nothing I've seen or heard approaches the verbal acrobatics of a foreign critic printed in a newspaper in Manchuria. The article reached me last week. It's a review, written in English, of Cleopatra, the last film in which I directed Miss Colbert, and the temptation to read a portion of it is more than I can resist. Our Oriental commentator writes as follows, quote, "All that Cleopatra possesses is lavishness not only, but also it contains some fine acting, especially in part of glamorous, flagrant, and competent Claudette Colbert, who makes the role as Cleopatra every inch an ell. Eyeing from artistic points, this is just to get the passing mark to boots. There is no space to hear repetition in these columns that the content of Cleopatra is too popular to insist it. You, the fans, certainly be struck all of a bump if you see the DeMille for sets of several thrilling scenes and of dancing by the Egyptian girls who swing and swirl, revolving through grand marble halls and on the sumptuous barge to the swish of gully slaves." Unquote. Tonight, Claudette Colbert comes to you without the swish of gully slaves. But I'm certain that her performance in the title role of Alice Adams will, to borrow a phrase, strike you all of a bump, whatever that may mean. We hear Fred McMurray in the role of Arthur Russell, which he played in the screen version. A couple of weeks ago, Fred made the first personal appearance in his motion picture career. It occurred in San Francisco in connection with the opening of his new picture, True Confession. It was a triumphant event, quite a contrast to Fred's last appearance 8 years ago in that same theater. Then, as a member of the California Collegians, his performance consisted of impersonating a seal in a vaudeville act. Today, the man who barked for a fish ranks among Paramount's most popular stars. As Virgil Adams, we are proud to present Mr. Walter Connolly, long distinguished on the legitimate stage as well as in films. His presence here is all the more interesting in that Mr. Connolly is the first prominent performer to have been cast in that much-talked-of film, Gone with the Wind. Also from the original cast of Alice Adams is Ann Shoemaker, resuming the part of Mrs. Adams, while Benny Baker of Paramount Studios plays Walter. Our play is taken from the RKO film, based on a Pulitzer Prize novel by one of America's most beloved authors, Booth Tarkington. RKO Studios will shortly release what promises to be one of the outstanding pictures of the new year, Bringing Up Baby, starring Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant. And now, the Lux Radio Theater opens its season for 1938, presenting Claudette Colbert and Fred McMurray in Alice Adams with Walter Connolly.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?